Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Attention, small business owner.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So, let me ask you something. When was the last time you had your blood pressure checked? And do you guys ever remember going to get your blood pressure checked? Well, how you used to do it was you used to go to the doctor's office. Let's say you went for your medicine refill or for your Viagra or your birth control. And you sit down there, they put the blood pressure cuff on, they check your blood pressure, they give you a number that say, is it a little high? You know, did you have any caffeine today? No, I'm just nervous that I'm seeing the doctor. Oh, okay, well then it's okay if it's a little high. You'd see the doctor, would say, well, come on back in a week or two, let's recheck your blood pressure, make sure it's okay. And you would follow up on it. Nowadays, things are a little different. And the average person isn't going to the doctor. They're getting their medicine refilled. They're getting their birth control. They're doing all that over the phone. So they're not checking their blood pressure. And I worry because high blood pressure affects millions and millions of us and puts us at risk for heart disease, stroke, renal disease, dementia, all sorts of things. Then eye disease, that we really need to be a little bit more on top of it. Well, a new study has said, for those of us that actually do go in and get our blood pressure checked, we might be doing it wrong as well. So usually when we get our blood pressure checked, we're sitting up. Now, you're supposed to sit with your legs uncrossed, not supposed to cross your legs, with a cigarette in your hand, going, oh man, girlfriend, let me tell you this. No, you're supposed to be kind of sitting up, right? Arms, you know, you're just facing forward, right? Shirt should be up. You're supposed to be rolling up your sleeve. You're not supposed to be talking. So my blood pressure readings are never accurate because you're sitting there and you're like, so how are you? Oh my gosh, yeah, oh, I miss you. God, the place looks great. I love how you decorated. Then the doctor will walk by going, Dahlia, shh. You're getting your blood pressure taken. Oh man, we got to do it again. So by the way, when my blood pressure gets taken, it's about a 20-minute procedure because I keep forgetting that you're not supposed to talk. But you're really not supposed to talk. You're sitting there, you're quiet, legs uncrossed, getting your blood pressure checked. But now a study said you should be kind of checking for the blood pressure lying down. Because sometimes you could be sitting up and the blood pressure might be lower transiently. But if you're lying down and your blood pressure is high, you may have high blood pressure. So this was, I believe, a medical student study out of Harvard that looked at taking your blood pressure not only standing, but supine. And so physical position may have a role. Lead author of the study, Duke Gao, a researcher and a fourth-year medical student at Harvard, told Health Magazine he did not expect supine blood pressure to be such a potent predictor of cardiovascular disease events or for blood pressure to vary so much in the supine position. I could have told him that. Honestly, I should be teaching at Harvard. But yeah, of course your blood pressure changes. But I think another thing we're doing wrong with blood pressure, so one is we might need to be also testing you when you're lying down. But I think we're doing a few things wrong. One is I don't think we're checking blood pressure enough. The recommendations are when you're adult, do it every 2 to 5 years, unless you have an issue. I think we should be checking our blood pressure more often. I also don't think you should be checking your blood pressure just when you go to the doctor. The time you should be also checking your blood pressure is when you're on the phone with your mother-in-law, or if you have a fight with the spouse, or your kids just ticked you off, or the opposing team just scored a pick six off of your team. Or like what happened with the Dallas game, the refs made some bad calls on that CeeDee Lamb pass interference. CeeDee Lamb, that was totally PI. He would have made the touchdown. Could have possibly won the game, but no, refs suck. That's when you check the blood pressure. Let's see what's happening when you're stressed. This white coat hypertension thing, saying, well, your blood pressure is a little up because you're nervous, because your doctor's wearing a white coat, it triggers your blood pressure, so you don't have real high blood pressure, is complete BS. Because if a white coat is bothering your blood pressure, then what about a G-string? Will that raise your blood pressure? Or what about a little ball that's running across the street and now a kid is chasing after it and you got to slam on the brakes? That raises your blood pressure. And if you're having consistent blood pressure spikes, that could be a sign that you have blood pressure issues. I think another thing we should be doing is having nocturnal blood pressure readings. What is your blood pressure doing in your sleep? Maybe you have sleep apnea and you're cutting off air supply, oxygen, to your brain and your blood pressure is spiking. A lot of heart attacks and strokes happen first thing in the morning. Why? Because the patient went through the night with poor oxygen and possibly blood pressure spikes. So I think we should be checking blood pressure throughout the night and looking at the readings. I think we should be checking blood pressure at our most strenuous and nervous and, you know, blood-curdling times. Go to a scary movie. Check your blood pressure. We want to make sure you don't have a stroke so you can go to another scary movie. Now, sex is hard because it's really hard to stop sex to check the blood pressure. So I really wouldn't recommend that. But maybe we do need blood pressure monitors. Like, I mean, look, I have an Apple Watch, right? I mean, it could check blood. Eventually, we could figure out if it could check blood pressure. The problem is it's got to constrict the vessels. But maybe we need that monitoring a little bit more often. So even though this study today looks at lying down blood pressure versus sitting up, the average person isn't going to the doctor anymore. They're not getting their blood pressure checked. They're using telemedicine, which means we are going to have an epidemic of people with high blood pressure, then later heart disease, stroke, eye disease, kidney disease. Not good. So we need to figure out how to get people to check their blood pressure at home and then get it treated. And so home monitoring, I think, is going to be the way to go. So for those of you who have ever had elevated high blood pressure, have your blood pressure also tested. And by blood pressure, normal blood pressure is 120 over 80. Elevated could be over 130 over 80, 140 over 90. We call it hypertension, even though there's pre-hypertension and stages of hypertension. But I really want you 120 over 70. Because once you start hitting that diastolic 80 number, you're already on the verge of pre-hypertension. So I would love you to be 120 over 70, but once you're 130 over 80, 140 over 90, you are starting to be in the hypertensive mode. And I don't want you too low. I don't want you 100 over 60, because you might be getting dizzy when you stand, so I don't want you too low. So I like, you know, between 110 and 120 systolic, and then between, I don't know, 65 and 75 diastolic. That, to me, is, I think, the sweet spot. But get your blood pressure checked. Make sure you're in the right positioning. Check your blood pressure after you talk to the in-laws. And try to get some nocturnal blood pressure readings. And if you're high, get that addressed right away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had written last week saying, how are people voting for a lot of these insane changes, you know, such as what they see in California? Governor Gavin Newsom, I do believe, vetoed the bill in terms of custody. Being dependent on if a parent is going to allow their child to transition. I think Governor Newsom did veto that bill that passed through the assembly. But there have been a lot of things going on in California, and I don't live in California anymore. I loved, you know, being born there and the time I spent there, but it was really expensive. And when I ended up matching for residency in Nevada, moved back to Nevada. But California has unfortunately been plagued with a lot of crime. And they also were the poster child next to you know, some other cities, such as in Minnesota, for the defund the police movement. And so one of you had asked, how do people vote for this? And I don't think it's that people are voting per se for the chaos. And, you know, what I think it is they think they are voting for a law that makes sense to them. You know, whenever you see these laws, I don't know if you ever see these extra additions on ballots and that you have to vote for. And when it's advertised, it's like, oh, well, why wouldn't everybody want this? Why wouldn't everybody want this? And then when you look deeper going, yeah, but you don't understand, that means then this could happen. Some people just don't understand the ramifications. So when there were individuals dying in police custody and people called for action, to some people, the defund the police thought that that would solve that issue. But when you think about it, you're like, but we're going to have then rampant crime. We're not going to have enough officers. You're not going to have recruits. And this could then affect, look at how the lockdown still affected us years later. A defunding of a police department could take years to then revert and fix. And people didn't see that. So in Oakland, small business owners are now taking it upon themselves to take a stand. And apparently, many are going on strike. They are going to close down for part of the day today. I don't know if that's going to be enough to make a dent, but they're going to close down for a big portion of the day today because they are fed up with the crime and the city not protecting them. According to ABC7, restaurateur Ryan Dixon got emotional about the crime happening in Oakland. He said, we're all dying figuratively and literally. Says the business community has just gotten to the breaking point where every day somebody is having to choose to close their doors because they can no longer stay in business. He's managing partner of Calvera, a restaurant on Broadway. He said whether they're getting broken into repeatedly, whether their staff is being held up or assaulted, shootings in front of their businesses, people are afraid to come to downtown Oakland right now. So dozens of small businesses, including restaurants, convenience stores, clothing stores, and doctor's offices, are staging a strike. Now, it looks like they're only striking from 10 a.m. to noon, so by the time we're done talking to this, we're probably going to be open again. But they did this to draw attention. Now, they said they've gotten no response to a list of actionable items they've asked the city of Oakland, such as safe parking lots with attendants to deter car break-ins. He said, and Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao said you don't need to strike to get the city's attention. The mayor says they're working on it. 300 surveillance cameras are going to be installed by November, more assistance from the California Highway Patrol. Business owners say they're tired of the talk, but they need action. If you are about to get mugged or assaulted today, you can't wait till November. They say their businesses are on the brink of closure because of safety. We've been broken into 6 times in the last year. We've met with city and council officials, and their answer has always been to hire private security. And I had said time and time again, if you want to stop inflation, stop crime. Because it costs money to hire security. It costs money to stave off thefts. So they say if we leave, there's nothing left. And we're hearing this time and time again in multiple areas where these businesses cannot stay open. And these convenience stores were awesome. I really think convenience stores are going to be a thing of the past. Or they're not going to look like they used to. You know, where you walk in, you know, buy some bubble gum, buy a magazine, say hi to the owner behind, you know, the counter. Everybody knows each other. Sadly, these people are getting shot. They're getting held up. Things are getting stolen. You don't have community anymore. You know, don't you think people who live in Oakland want their community stores there for their moms and brothers and kids? There's no community anymore. So a 2-hour strike, is it going to do much? Probably not. But the thing is they can't do more. Closing down more than 2 hours, they need every bit of resale they can to stay open. And I'm feeling it, too. I know. I mean, the high labor costs, people stealing stuff, it's taking a bite. I had to close my medical office. No money coming in. And also, we had to have very, very little. We even stopped having flu shots because staff would steal them. And then there was one person who pretended to be me and gave shots in a certain part of the town. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Did you... That's one, practicing medicine without a license. Number two is she didn't also steal enough syringes. So I'm like, oh, my God, she could have reused syringes. So we notified the police, they actually caught her before we even called the police. So that same day when we found out. But eventually, yeah, people called in, would come in and say, do you have this? No, we don't. Why not? Because it gets stolen. So eventually you end up becoming online. That's why we now have doctors online. You have a lot of stores that are online. And I'm sure many of you guys have heard CVS pharmacies are now closing 900 stores. CVS pharmacies, the pharmacies, were the ones that kind of kept the lockdown alive or kept us being able to get our medications, get some soda pop, go shopping. These stores, were throughout the pandemic being there for us. And I'm a big fan of CVS, and these pharmacies keep taking hits. And we're being told that CVS is going to close close to 900 stores by 2024. Why? Crime. So 300 stores are going to close each year. Bosses say that they are undergoing a new retail footprint strategy. CVS and other retailers are trying to adjust to the post-pandemic footfall, according to Daily Mail, where COVID helped turbocharge the popularity of online shopping. So not only do you have people online shopping, they also have rocketing levels of shoplifting. CVS claims that local market dynamics, population shifts, and a community's store density are some of the aspects it has looked into when deciding which stores to shutter. But also, they might be also having issues with staff. I've gone to pharmacies, various ones, where you're waiting an hour or two. They just don't have enough staff. So you could only pay to keep a store open for so long. A lot of customers are getting prescriptions filled online. They're getting personal care items through curbside pickup. They're visiting doctors through telehealth. So are they coming in? I mean, one thing that was a real, real big money maker for pharmacies was them having convenience stores. Just like gas. A lot of these gas stations, they don't make a lot of profit on gas. But they make money on you going in and buying stuff. Same thing with movie theaters. Movie theaters don't make a lot of money on the movie. But they make money on you buying the popcorn and the drinks. What they could sell in these convenience stores is what they live on. So when you have to start closing that down, that's a problem. We're going to start seeing that with these convenience stores too. There's only one person working. They're behind the counter. I mean, in the olden days, you'd get shot if you were stealing. We don't do that now. If somebody steals, you let them go. You contact the police. So they know that the person behind the counter is not going to do anything. That person behind the counter is a $12 an hour employee, doesn't want to put their life on the line. I don't blame them. So people are going to go in, grab what they need, say, see ya. And, of course, they're wearing masks and glasses. So, whether it's what's happening in Oakland or what's happening now with CVS, it's a sign that people are just... I'm looking at one picture where a person has a big bag of stuff that they're stealing, and they're just emptying everything into the bag. You just can't. Rite Aid forecasts it's going to generate approximately $650 million and $680 million in losses next year. Now, who pays for this? Who is going to pay for the losses? You and I. And that's why food's going up, Band-Aids, your cough medicine that you're going to be buying this fall, it's going to be more expensive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden urging Congress to steer clear of a potential government shutdown looming at the end of the month, asking House Republicans to honor the bipartisan funding accord he brokered with Speaker McCarthy back in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun, his spokesperson clarifying that while he did check one out, he didn't actually buy it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom engaging in a 90-minute red state, blue state debate moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity on November 30th in Georgia. President Biden heading to Michigan today to join UAW members on the picket line as they continue their strike against Ford, General Motors and Stellantis. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jonathan asks, what is my favorite over-the-counter cough medicine to use or cold medication? That's a little tricky. I don't like using a lot of the over-the-counter medications. I don't. I have been very disappointed with some of the medications when I found out that a lot of them aren't regulated and some of the components in them might not be what you think. I've taken some melatonin products that didn't work and some that have zonked me out. So I'm a little skeptical. However, I have had some good results with like the DayQuil, NyQuil, Mucinex. I remember using Dimetapp as a kid. Dimetapp worked. I do personally use Excedrin migraine when I have a migraine. I don't use it often. You got to be careful because it has caffeine. I'm not endorsing any of these. Make sure you check with your medical provider first. But I do use a few things. I have used Tylenol, Motrin, Naproxen. But when it comes to, you know, cough and cold season, it's a little tricky with what works and what doesn't. Like the phenylephrine that has been now considered to be maybe removed from over-the-counter because many of the phenylephrine products might not be doing what it's supposed to, and there could actually be more risks than not. And so, you know, I don't want to speak bad about any of these products. They're products, and I think for some people it works out great. I think it's different folks for different folks, but I think there's a lot more natural things that you can do. So, for example, when I had COVID, I had COVID a couple times. Thank God it was mild. I was miserable. But I noticed when I tried to keep sucking it up, you know, and controlling the sinus congestion, it lasted longer. And I was so sick of it. And I was so sick of the taste, you know, that you guys remember with COVID, it was kind of slimy and it coated. There was nothing I could do to get rid of that. So I stood in a hot shower and I was like, drain, sucker, drain. And after that hot shower, I felt better. You usually feel better a few, you know, minutes after a hot shower. But I noticed later that night, it wasn't like the previous nights where it just started to cake again. And if you think about it, what is your body trying to do? Your body is trying to get the virus out. The reason why you sneeze when you get a respiratory virus is the body is trying to blow the virus particles out of you. It's really brilliant. Same thing with cough. You have respiratory particles in your lungs. You're trying to cough it out. Now, frequent sneezing can hurt your head, can raise your blood pressure, can affect your sinuses, could affect your ears. Frequent coughing could cause inflammation and worsen a cough. But the initial coughing and sneezing that you do, maybe just do. Let your body get that crap out. Same thing with these low-grade fevers. Patients will call me saying, I've had a temperature of 99 and 100, and I have kept it at bay with Tylenol since day one. Why? If your body temperature was rising to fight the virus, why would you suppress that? Now, do we have studies saying people who fought the fever stayed sick longer? I don't think we have, because there's some individuals who need that relief. When you have a high fever, you lose extra water and fluids. You could dehydrate. And if you, same thing with diarrhea. You know, we don't usually recommend to take Imodium to stop the diarrhea on day one because your body's trying to get it out. You know, but there have been, I mean, when I was in medical school, doctors taught me for every day you use Imodium, you could be extending the illness by an extra day. Now, I don't know what the studies have said recently on that, but we will recommend Imodium and anti-diarrheal agents if we think you're going to dehydrate. So it depends. If the symptom is going to turn into a worsening symptom, then we want to stop that symptom. You know, with my children, when they would get a fever, I was mixed on treating them with Tylenol or Motrin because that fever was there for a reason. But when I noticed that if they got the Tylenol or Motrin, they would actually then eat because they were more comfortable, meaning taking fluids, and they would actually sleep. I noticed, well, wait a second, maybe in the long run it'll help them get better rather than them sitting there miserable for having a fever. So it really talk to your medical provider about what, you know, when you need to intercede and when you don't. But the average 99-degree fever does not need to be completely squashed with an antipyretic. It's a 99-degree fever. Come on. Now, let's say you're prone to febrile seizures, and you are prone to getting a fever that goes from 99 to 102 in a minute. That could cause you to seize. Well, then maybe we do want to control your temperature. But, you know, your body was designed to help try to fight infection. So what do we do with coughs? Well, one, if you have a cough, we got to figure out why you have the cough. Okay, is it because you haven't vacuumed in a while? Is it because your air filter is full of dust? Is it because you have gastroesophageal reflux disease? You have GERD. So you have acid reflux. Every time you lie down, You wake up in the middle of the night with a cough because the acid got into your lungs. Is it because you're on a medication such as an ACE inhibitor that we use for high blood pressure? Is it because you're in a very polluted area that's getting hit with a lot of wildfires? Is it because you just cleaned and there's all these chemicals? Are there mold spores? Sometimes the weather is changing. We're going to have some cold fronts, and that cold weather could trigger a cough. You could have exercise-induced asthma, allergies, postnasal drip. Maybe you have asthma. Maybe you have another condition, emphysema, sarcoidosis. Maybe you smoke. Maybe you have heart conditions. Heart conditions can make you cough. Sometimes it could be a tick where you have a psychological cough or a psychological throat clearing. And then, of course, if your coughing is prolonged, we want to make sure we rule out tumors and cancer. But the average person is coughing because we got viruses right now, RSV, COVID. So if it's a bacterial cause, we will do an antibiotic. But the average bronchitis, the average cough people have are viral. So then what could you do to kind of deal with that cough? So I love steam. When I will take a hot shower, I have to be careful because in my area we can't use a lot of water. But maybe, you know, boil a pot. Try not to touch the pot, but try to maybe breathe in the steam. See if that helps because it moistens it. Staying hydrated. You got to keep hydrating because when things get dry and sticky, they cough more. A dry throat doesn't help. Honey is a very effective cough suppressant. When I was growing up, my grandma said, put some honey in some tea. I hated the taste of tea, and the honey really didn't help, but it helped with the cough. Cough drops work, menthol cough drops. How do they work? They cause a local anesthetic effect on the back of the throat. It temporarily decreases irritation, because sometimes irritation brings on more irritation. So I don't really mind cough drops once in a while. These cough suppressants and expectorants can help. One decreases the cough reflex. Another one thins the mucus. But you got to be careful because we really need to figure out what your cough is from. Natural remedies, including peppermint, thyme, eucalyptus, licorice, ginger. These are things that could also help. So like peppermint, if you don't have any cough suppressants, sometimes putting peppermint into your mouth. Chocolate helps. 2015, there was a study that said chocolate works better than narcotics for your cough, than codeine. But do not go to alcohol. Do not go to narcotics for your cough. A lot of people sadly do, and they can become addicted. If you've noticed, we've kind of cut back on those cough syrups with codeine because we think it could, you know, even though I had seen with bronchitis, one of the reasons we started to have people asking for Z-Packs for bronchitis is their doctor would stop giving them the cough syrup with codeine. And one teaspoon of that would help you sleep, calm down the cough. You'd the next morning have less of a cough. But once we kind of, you know, I noticed that we did away with those, we had more people saying, well, just give me an antibiotic. So talk to your medical provider and get a better idea of what really is the best thing for you in terms of cough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we haven't even really gotten into strep throat season, pneumonia season, ear infection season, as we're kind of starting school, coming into now the fall and the weather changing, and we still are having drug shortages, especially one of the most common antibiotics for kids, amoxicillin. So the amoxicillin antibiotic is the most commonly prescribed antibiotic in the country. Is it still in short supply? Powdered versions of the drugs could be blended into a suspension by the pharmacist, but that is in short supply for a second winter in a row, according to the USDA Drug Shortage Database. Several manufacturers reported the drug is still being produced, but customers can only order a limited amount. 2 of the manufacturers said the shortage is related to a demand increase for the drug, and I told you exactly what's going on. They said when there are these big surges in respiratory viral illness and ear infections and all the things that come with winter months of the last year or two, the demand has really outweighed what our supply chains can produce. And as a result, the shortages are cropping up all over the country and affecting our patients. The study, many doctors are then switching to stronger antibiotics, but then that could cause harsher side effects and increase antibiotic resistance. So the FDA said it cannot require a pharmaceutical company to make a drug, more of a drug, or change the distribution of a drug, but they are working closely with numerous manufacturers, agencies, and others in the supply chain. Keep in mind, a lot of our drugs are made overseas, so if we do have any issues with China, or India and imports, that could be a problem. I'm telling you right now what's going on. I have people calling saying they're not better, and I see what the previous doctor did online, and they gave them amoxicillin. They gave them an antibiotic. And I'm like, why did you get an antibiotic? What did you call in for? They go, I had strep. And I look at their picture of their throat from a few days ago, and it looks nothing like strep. And I'm like, and you're still sick despite the antibiotic. Yeah, and I go, it's because you didn't have strep. You probably had a virus. And there, they just wasted a whole prescription that they didn't need. See, prior to telemedicine, we would examine you. We would test you. If you were positive for strep, yeah, you got an antibiotic. But if you weren't positive for strep, no. Because of antibiotic resistance and antibiotic shortages. Now, everybody and their mother has been getting antibiotics. They test negative for COVID at home, which isn't a surprise because these at-home tests don't always pick it up. And then they end up calling in, asking for antibiotics, and the doctors are giving it to them. So here we are in short supply. We need to stop that. Also, there's patients probably going, look, I'm seeing the drug shortages, so let me call in and get some. Patients will call up all the time saying, look, I'm going to be going away on vacation, so I wanted to have something just in case. We used to do that. Before you went on vacation, we would give you something in case you had a sinus infection or a UTI. They've asked us to stop doing that because, again, it's overprescribing. They'd rather you actually get the illness and then be diagnosed with what you actually have than being given antibiotics just in case. And some of you are like, well, that's ridiculous. Wouldn't you rather not have the person sick? Well, things changed when C. diff infections came on the rise, where people were getting these very, very bad bowel infections from antibiotics that were causing opportunistic infections. And we don't have a lot of tools to treat these, although now they're studying fecal transplants, where one spouse had to give another spouse their feces that was in a sterilized form, or I don't know what they did, in a capsule form, and the doctor had to transplant it into the spouse because the spouse was almost dying from this infection that antibiotics could cause. So now doctors are supposed to be a little bit more wary, but unfortunately, because of the shortages, and parents don't want to hear about it. Parents call all the time, yeah, my kid has strep. And I look at the throat, it's not even red. And they're like, but give my kid always gets strep. Okay, but maybe then get them tested because we're limited. And I know it sucks because I want every family to have every antibiotic they need, but we're already in short supply and we haven't even really begun the season yet. So it's kind of scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are being told that the next pandemic is supposed to be, what, a syndrome X or a disease X. And the World Health Organization called our attention to that prior to COVID. And then when COVID happened, they go, this isn't it. And they said that pretty quickly. They go, this isn't the one. And I found that a little interesting because they didn't necessarily have to say it was it, but boy, did they quickly rule that out. Is it because they know something we don't? Do they know that there's something else in the works that might get leaked from a lab? I don't know. But global health experts, according to the Times of India, are warning about a potential major pandemic referred to as Disease X. And they say this could result in millions of deaths. And we don't know what it is. That's why they're calling it Disease X. They say we are prepared for it. We are going to need to create and distribute vaccines, and they're sounding the alarm of this upcoming threat. What is it? If it's not COVID, then what is it? Is it Ebola-like? Is it Zika? Is it like TB? Is it a plague? Now, I get that this idea of, all right, well, tell people something's coming to get them ready. I understand why they're doing that. A lot of people are like, okay, elections are coming up. They just want to scare people. They want people in a state of panic. I'm a little mixed on that. Trust me, I am expecting an October surprise next year. I am expecting shenanigans, as, you know, happens a lot of times with these elections. But I do think that as an American population, we really are not prepared. What we did with COVID was a cluster and a seventh. That was ridiculous. We actually fired nurses and first responders for not getting a vaccine when they could have had immunity. What the hell were we doing? And then people who wanted the vaccine couldn't get it. People who didn't want the vaccine felt forced. If we are really looking at a global disease X, then any vaccine an American doesn't want, that somebody in South America or Africa or Europe or Asia wants, give them that vaccine. You know how many people told me, Dahlia, I don't want my COVID vaccine. How do I ship it and give it to somebody who needs it in another country? We hear on the news these other countries don't have any vaccines. Why do we have to get it? And I get America wanted to try for herd immunity, which once we found out that the vaccine wasn't a one and done, you could still get COVID no matter what with it. Yeah, it might be minimized, but we weren't really going to necessarily have a herd immunity if you vaccinate 75% of the population. That should have already prompted people to go, look, what can we do on a global scale? And then you also have a lot of individuals who do not necessarily trust what these vaccines are. Now, do we have bad infectious diseases? We do. The flu pandemic, the 1918-1919 flu pandemic that they used to call the Spanish flu that they're not now, killed 50 million people. Consumption, tuberculosis still kills millions. The plague, the bubonic plague killed millions. So we do have infectious diseases that are going to outsmart our medications and outsmart our vaccines. But we need to be prepared. And where I think we're not prepared is we don't have enough hospital beds. Telling people not to come in if they're sick and stay home is not a preparedness measure. Why don't we have, you know, more hospital beds? Why don't we have enough respirators? We should already be preparing for making extra oxygen tanks. Because we ran out of oxygen. We got a lot of things to do. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.